We expect that the highest demand for today, which will either occur mid-morning or potentially this evening, when there's another jump up in power as everyone goes home, that will exceed the record that was set in 2007. It's about, or looks like it would be about a 2.5% increase. That may not sound like a lot, but because so much power is being used, it amounts to the need for two or three major power plants, like very large nuclear units.
Well, how about the generation picture right now? Is the grid looking at any problems as it strains to keep up with the demand on this very cold day?
One of the issues that we have in dealing with the cold weather is generation that's not available. Some units have broken down because of the cold, because they've been running so hard in the cold, and some of the natural gas-fired units haven't been able to get gas from the pipelines, so they're unable to run because they don't have fuel.
There any possibility of voltage reductions or asking utilities to pass that kind of thing along from your end?
Well, we have taken a number of emergency steps to make sure we have enough power supplies, and there's some more tools in our toolkit. We've called for customers to voluntarily reduce their usage as they can and still be safe. And there is a possibility that one of our tools is to reduce the voltage to stretch power supplies, which we would do over a peak period. That shouldn't be too noticeable to most customers, but it does allow us to stretch power supplies. We haven't ordered that yet, but it is one of the tools that we could use.
What are the conservation suggestions that you've made that the average users can initiate?
Well, if it's safe to do so, it makes sense to set the thermostat back a little bit more than normal. That doesn't mean that folks should be unsafe. And, you know, if it's cold where you are, you stay safe and comfortable. Avoid using major appliances between 6 and 9 in the morning and 3 and 7 in the afternoon. So if you can defer running dishwashers and clothes dryers that use electricity, things that use that might make the water heater, if it's an electric water heater, operate, that makes sense. Turn off things you don't need. Turn off lights that aren't needed.